This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. The number you can join us here is 603-283-6160. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Bigfoot Mountaineer,
and the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Coming up, apparently it is illegal to even speak in North Korea about technology. One man's going to prison for 5 years, federal prison here in the United States, simply for speech, because they say that violated sanctions. We can tell you that story on the way. Plus, a $450,000 birthday for one man. Captain has a story about that on the way. But we're going to your phone calls and thoughts first. We go to Sam calling us from Delaware. He's listening to WDOV. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. I am calling because I'm being censored, but I've been speaking public out here in Dover about me being framed, my constitutional rights continue to be violated for almost 10 years now, and putting gag orders on ACLU and NAACP to get enough time to contact the Muslim community, and they're using them as informant.
Okay. You've already lost me, Sam. You're going to have to start from the beginning here. How are you being censored? What does that have to do with gag orders and the ACLU? What's going on here?
Because I had a clear-cut case for a lawsuit on all these the false gun charge on my ex, and over 20-something dismissed charges going in and out of court with the video cameras of all the pullovers, 50-something tickets.
You're saying you personally were pulled over multiple times. You were yes. Falsely charged with some sort of gun-related yes. quote-unquote crime?
No, not me. My wife was falsely charged with a gun, but it was dismissed. It was investigated by Attorney General,
okay.
And he dismissed it, but I put that along with my case, and they broke in my house in 2010-11. Because his name was on that deposition, Attorney General investigated and found out it was false.
So whose name? Hold on.
So I put that along with my case.
Whose name was on a deposition?
Well, it was a detective. His name was on that deposition. And the two rookies that came out there, it wasn't them that did it.
Okay, hold on. Let's see if I'm following you, because it's very difficult. You're saying that you were charged with a bunch of stuff. You brought a case against them, and then they came to your house? Is that right?
No, they didn't come. They didn't come when I was here. They broke in when I wasn't home,
mm-hmm.
and they ransacked my house for those depositions, and they took all my. They took most of my tax documents and my Chase mortgage, my PNC, and that's another story that I want to talk about too. I guess maybe.
But this was a decade ago. You're saying this happened to you a decade ago.
Yes, but. It's still going on.
Your case was. Your case has not been adjudicated. It hasn't happened yet.
No, because they're using all my phone call conversations and then contacting attorneys, and I'm asking them to take my case, and they were supposed to be calling.
Wait, I thought you said you filed a case. You don't. You've never actually filed the case in court.
No, I can't. I filed it to the NAACP first, and then ACLU.
So you're trying to get an organization to back the case, and you can't find somebody to take the case.
So
it must feel frustrating, because I understand how difficult it can be to find an attorney who is willing to actually take on the government, especially if they're doing things like, you know, ransacking somebody's house. The attorneys are probably afraid that their homes are going to be targeted, that their loved ones are going to be targeted. I wish I had better news for you, Sam,
but
when you say you're being censored, how is that happening? I mean, we have you on the air here. Is it local media that's censoring you?
Local media is being censored because what they're doing, they'll contact them and I guess tell us some kind of lies, and then they have them come out here and staged. So I guess when they tell them something, when they tell them to do something, I guess me.
Who tells who?
Staging.
You're saying the police are telling the media to do something?
Yes, like the WBOC 16, when I had met with them in City Hall, and I was supposed to meet up with him to give him some copies of and pictures of the fake news, because they have been talked out about when these guys get busted with drugs and guns, and when they're getting out of federal state pen, they're reenacting drug scenes with the detectives, but it's all staged. It's making them look good.
Yeah, so here's one of the problems that you're going to come up against, Sam, and I want to say thank you for the call tonight. It sounds to me, and I'm not an expert or anything, it sounds to me like you might be a little bit paranoid, and so it, or maybe a lot. And so when you come to a news media organization and you can barely put your thoughts together, and maybe there's all this stuff is true.
Yeah.
Maybe the cops did break into your house. I don't know how you can prove that, but you know, let's just say it happened. Maybe it's all true, and all the whatever it was you were trying to communicate was all true. But there's so much stuff bouncing around in Sam's head, and he's unable to put it in a understandable, easy to bite off kind of way, to where somebody who has no idea the nightmare that he has purportedly been going through, even if you are compassionate and you want to understand, Sam has made it so difficult to understand. I wouldn't blame any media person for just saying, well, this guy's crazy.
And not everybody has the ability to do those kind of things. Not everybody has the ability to take a whole set of circumstances that are complex and put it into a succinct, you know, delivery that other folks can understand. So if I'm Sam and he's, you know, I don't know, listening to the show still, I don't know, you know, if he's got a job or whatever, maybe he can hire somebody to, you know, go over the things that have happened to him, put it in a timeline, and then sort of zoom out and bring it together for him with some main points, so that when he does discuss this with other people, or if he calls other radio shows, that kind of thing, it's a much more succinct conversation.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of what he was saying, and again, it was hard to really get a grasp for much of any of it.
That's for sure.
But a lot of it did sound like it was paranoid, like that there were claims about what the police were doing with undercover this and that, and you know, stuff that would be very hard to prove. If it was true, to actually prove that that happened, how do you prove that it was the police that broke into your house, right? Like, do you have video of that? I mean, that kind of thing. Probably
like
not.
Reenacting drug scenes. It's like, what are you describing here?
Yeah, that,
so, like, now, what he might be describing, I can't tell, is, like, maybe he's seeing, like, the same drug bust happen over and over again, which, yeah, no, that, I have absolutely seen that, like, these, you know, crackheads
crack
that I had to, you know, live near, you know, to keep the rent down, like, yeah, you would see them repeat these behaviors, like, at an astonishing level, like movement for movement, you'd see repetitions of behavior, and you'd see repetitions of behavior in their interactions with the police. So, like, that might be what he's describing there, is like, yeah, there is a repeated pattern that you are seeing here, but you can't convey that idea effectively, so we don't know if that's even what you're talking about.
But let's not forget that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean that they're not out to get you.
Good luck, Sam, and thanks for the call tonight. It reminds me of a guy locally here in the Keene area. Keene, New Hampshire is where we do this show from, the southwestern corner of New Hampshire. He lived in a town maybe about 25 minutes south of here called Winchester. And his name was Gary Chase. Gary Chase was his name. You can look him up if you go to freekeen.com. Just search for Gary Chase, and you'll find a little bit about this guy. I ran into him once. I'd heard about him, I think, in the news media. Mm-hmm. He really believed, I mean, he sounded kind of similar to Sam. He had some kind of paranoid beliefs that the city of Winchester, the town selectmen or whatever, were reading his emails. Don't know why they would want to, but then again, they really were after him in his case, because he had a piece of property that the town wanted to take from him that was nearby the main street in the town, and they wanted to take his property where he was, like, storing some junk. If it's his land, he could do whatever he wants with it, but they wanted to take that property and turn it into a parking lot for downtown Winchester. So they really were after him, and the story about Winchester is that they really are a, you know, an untrustworthy bunch, because their government, and they are sort of known as one of the worst towns as far as corruption is concerned.
Well, and it doesn't help you keep your thoughts together when there is this organization that's trying to intimidate everyone all of the time.
Yeah, anyway, he met with me once at the Panera Bread here in Keenan. He had like a whole box of evidence and court filings. And you know, he had it together for the most part, but it was just so much, so hard to follow, and there's so little I could do about it besides report on it, and he ended up killing himself. There's more coming up.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the phones are open here. You can join us. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you can head over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page. And they will give you some introductory videos that will teach you some of the basics about important things like decentralization when it comes to currency. You can head over to Bitcoin.com and, again, click Get Started at the top of the page. You can also get the latest news headlines from Bitcoin.com. Just go to their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. Plus, if you haven't bought any cryptocurrency yet, you can actually buy through Bitcoin.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
Bakeless Mountaineer.
And the captain. To your calls and thoughts, we have a different Sam. This Sam is in Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
So I'm almost curious, why does the government make some plants illegal, for example, psilocybin mushrooms, but doesn't really care about cannabis?
Mushrooms aren't technically a plant. They're a fungi.
Mm-hmm.
But I get your point. Why do they make some things illegal? But, well, they certainly cared
about...
Shouldn't
nature be legal?
Yeah, all nature should be legal. But they certainly did care about cannabis in the past, Sam.
Oh, yeah.
They put a lot of people in prison for that.
At this point, do they really...
Hmm?
I mean, at this point, do they really still care at all?
It depends. If you're in Louisiana, you better believe it. You're going to prison. If you are in Washington State, however, and you have some number of, quarters of cannabis, you probably are
illegal. As long as you don't grow too many plants.
Well, right. And let me just remind all of our listeners that just because you're in a state that may have, say, recreational cannabis legalized, it is still illegal at the federal level. So at any time, the federal government can be like, hey, we're going to raid you because we think you got some plants.
Yeah, they could do that.
That's totally possible. Because
and the state could raid you as well if you have plants without asking permission.
Right.
Well, and one of
but
the reasons...
how many times has the feds raided people for having plants, even though the state said you could?
I don't know. I think the feds have done pretty much hands-off with the states that have legalized cannabis for the most part. Because they don't want to get into that situation, but it is still illegal at the federal level. If you're at a federal park, for instance, or on any kind of federal property and they catch you with cannabis, they absolutely will charge you for possession of that cannabis.
Yeah, you go to visit your brother who's in the military, you know, on site, and you forget that you've got a roach in your pocket or something. You know, bad things can happen to you.
Yeah, the biggest thing that I know that they actually enforce about the federal illegality is just, like, that's why it's really hard, if not impossible, to bank if you're a dispensary.
Yep.
And let's not forget about the people who are still in prison for marijuana, even in the states where it's legalized.
Now, as for why do they keep the mushrooms illegal? Well, I think part of the reason is that they're making an extraordinary amount of money off of the pharmaceuticals that people purchase through their insurance companies for all of the mental disabilities, anxiety, depression, that sort of thing. So, I mean, if you could say, for example, microdose on psilocybin and treat your actual mental problems, and so that you don't live an anxious life, so that you don't live depressed, then you would stop relying on these petrochemicals, and that would stop the money flowing to Big Pharma, which are their major donors in political campaigns.
So it's almost like the competition type argument that I've heard you guys talk about before.
Yeah, well, that is actually one of the reasons why marijuana was opposed for so long as well. Although we're seeing some really amazing studies being done on psilocybin showing that people can really do things like not just treat but cure things like PTSD and depression with the use of psilocybin mushrooms, more so than cannabis might be able to help them with those problems. So certainly the pharmaceutical industry has a real incentive to crack down and to continue to have the government cracking down on these things. But that said, we are seeing some breaks in the prohibition. We are seeing some cities like Denver, Colorado, Oakland, California. There's even a couple Massachusetts cities.
Portland? Oregon? Did
I think
Oregon
all of Oregon
legalize
actually, yeah.
the whole everything? Basically?
All of Oregon, I believe, has mushrooms for medicinal purposes, and they have decriminalization of all drugs.
Yeah.
For personal amounts.
I mean, what really all of this illustrates, I mean, people... people do not have a problem with cannabis. We don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother us. Like, a lot of, in general, it doesn't bother people. And the people that think about it at all are incredibly in favor of it. But what this shows you is that they do not answer to us. They're making money off of these things being illegal. And no matter how much we want them to be legal because we accept them in our culture, they're not going to answer to us.
Yeah, it's a myth. We, of the people, for the people, by the people, it's a myth.
Sam, anything else you want to share?
Isn't it almost like by the bankers for the bankers?
Yeah,
I mean, for the most part. But I mean, the pharmaceutical industry certainly is influential, as well as the military industrial complex. There's a few different complexes out there that the government loves.
And I mean, it's almost impossible to extract these. So like, you might not think that, say, the military industrial complex has anything to do with big pharma, but the fact of the matter is that they're both oil companies. Mm-hmm. Petrochemicals are used to create pharmaceuticals. Petrochemicals are also used to run all of the machines of death that we send to the various parts of the world to murder people. So, and of course, banking is behind all of it. Like, they have their hands in every part of those processes.
Sam, anything else?
Just the concept of how long is it going to be before we see secession somewhere?
Great question. Thank you, Sam, for the call tonight. I hope sooner rather than later.
And hopefully here.
And it's important to remember that you can secede in your own life right now. Just start offering whatever you can do for cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the banks are a part of every transaction. Every transaction requires money. So if you use different money, if you stop using their money, then they lose the power that they have on the half of every single one of these transactions.
Well, at least you would be seceding from the banks in that case.
Well, and that's the thing. It's one of those powerful cumulative effects. They have this power because we give it to them. The way that we give it to them is not through our voting. It's through our dollaring. We only accept and we only give dollars for goods and services.
Yeah, one of the things I love about being here and amongst a community of freedom-loving people is that we have choice in the currency. I think a week ago I talked about, I bought a raffle ticket for gold backs, right? And the raffle, of course, was for a gun. But the money is going to build a school playground, right? Things that can only happen here in New Hampshire, near as I can tell. So having a choice which financial instrument of exchange you would like to use is tantamount to living a free life, in my opinion.
Yeah, and being physically and geographically nearby other people of a like mindset in that way is so important. I mean, it's one thing to say, all right, I'm disconnecting from the banks. And then you look around you and you don't have anyone with whom you can actually meaningfully use gold backs or cryptocurrency.
That was me in Seattle. There was literally nobody I could do any sort of exchange with.
Yeah, we went into a local seafood restaurant that's brand new here in town a couple nights ago, and the owner, we happen to know him, he came out and talked with us for like 45 minutes. It was light. There wasn't much of a crowd there.
Yeah.
And I brought out the gold back to show him. He's like, oh, yeah, I know what that is. My bartenders have been receiving them in tips.
Nice.
We figured out that you've been coming to the bar, Captain, so
yeah, and,
they already knew.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Another mass shooting, this time in Columbia, South Carolina. It happened Saturday afternoon inside of the Columbiana Center. Columbia Police Chief Skip Holbrook says three people are in custody.
This is still early. We don't believe this was random. I think that's very important in situations like this. We believe that the individuals that were armed knew each other. And there was some type of conflict that occurred that resulted in gunfire.
10 people were hit by gunfire. 2 others were injured as people tried to escape. There were no fatalities reported. The $50,000 reward leading to the suspect in Tuesday's shooting at a Brooklyn, New York subway station will be split among 5 people. The information led to the arrest of the suspect, Frank R. James. The 62-year-old is being held without bail in a federal detention center. No one was killed in that attack, but 10 people were shot and 19 others were injured. This is USA Radio News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and other senior British politicians are banned from entering Russia. Officially, it's in response to what it called the UK's unprecedented hostile actions over the war in Ukraine. Russian leaders have placed similar bans on American, Canadian, and European leaders. Some employees at Verizon stores in Washington State have decided to unionize Friday. The stores in Everett and Linwood, north of Seattle, are the first unionized Verizon stores outside of New York City. The Everett Daily Herald reports employees and supporters watched the vote count on Zoom. The paper did not get a comment from Verizon in regards to the vote. 57-year-old Richard Bernard Moore, convicted of the 1999 killing of a convenience store clerk in Spartanburg, South Carolina, has opted for a firing squad when he is put to death later this month. Moore is the first prisoner in the state to face the choice of execution methods after a new law went into effect last year, making electrocution the default option after it was not able to secure drugs for lethal injection. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass. You can bring up whatever you want. We actually had Sam call in from Ohio and brought up some questions about psilocybin, the psychedelic mushroom, basically. It's the active chemical in psychedelic mushrooms. Also, cannabis, generally asking about kind of drug prohibition. And he reminded me that I do have a story about psilocybin mushrooms I've been kind of hanging on to here for the right time. Coming up, though, we are going to get into a $450,000 birthday, plus the latest on weapons apparently being delivered to the Ukraine. I know that Peakless Mountaineer has some comments on that. Of course, phones, again, are open at 603-283-6160.
Is your story about Shrinibus?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I did see that one.
Yeah, I brought it in for show prep, but I don't think we ever talked about it. I don't know if I still have it.
Is that like a combo between cannabis and shrooms?
It is, in fact.
Is it, did they just like chop it up and mix it together, or is it actual like growing thing?
I have to look it up to remember.
Yeah, now I'm curious about that. But first, we'll go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Sarah, going once. Sarah in New Mexico, going twice. All right, well, I'm sure she'll call back if she does that. The number is 603-283-6160. The title here at Politico, How Magic Mushrooms Could Follow in the Footsteps of Cannabis, and arguably already are. They point out a growing number of states are considering bills to expand research or access to the drugs. Turns out marijuana really is a gateway drug for America's state houses, anyway. A movement to decriminalize or legalize psychedelic substances such as magic mushrooms is being driven by the same playbook that helped Americans not only destigmatize, but politically embrace cannabis over the past decade. And it's more like the past four decades, but who's counting? And much like the changing attitudes towards marijuana use, national research and personal stories, particularly from military veterans, are convincing some lawmakers to rethink longstanding prohibitions on these drugs.
So one thing I wanted to point out about all of this. So, like, during this whole COVID crisis thing, one of the big things that we saw is, like, we had these effective treatments. Okay, like, not for, effective for everybody, but, like, there's plenty of research behind them. Safe treatments that aren't going to harm people.
Yeah, and, like, ivermectin.
Yeah, exactly. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, like, ivermectin especially, like, it's really, really safe. Like, even if it doesn't help you, it's not going to do you any harm.
Okay.
So, well, like, we have these safe, like actual safe, actual mostly
long-time
effective,
tested.
Yeah, and those get pushed aside because those, there's no patent on those.
And there's no money there for.
Right, there's no money to be made for the pharmaceutical companies for those. And that is a big part of why these are kept illegal, mm-hmm. is because you can't patent these things.
Mm.
Like, this is something that already exists in nature, that we've found that you actually have a more effective process when you take the whole plant itself instead of just the active ingredient. Like, the effects of just the active ingredient can be unpredictable and less effective. So, like, the entire plant itself, you're making zero profit off of this in terms of the intellectual property, copyrighting and all of that. Or not copyrighting, but, like...
I know that decriminalized nature opposes patenting. I feel like there are people trying to patent these things. Now, I don't know how successful they've been about it. I've not done the research to learn those stories, but the fact that they are actively opposing those sorts of measures makes me believe that there's a reason for them opposing it, that there's probably some big companies out there trying to get their hands on psilocybin mushrooms and somehow lock other people out from them.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, they're not going to invent a form of psilocybin that is more effective in terms of health than the existing psilocybin. They can make one that is less effective, that they can charge you more, but no one's going to buy that.
Captain, you found something about this canna, whatever it was.
Yeah,
what was it called?
I call it Shroonibus.
Shroonibus.
Because it's cannabis, mushroom, mm-hmm. you know, combination. It's a portmanteau, and I'm a big fan of portmanteau. The headline here, it's from Free Thought Project. Researchers discover cannabis mushroom combination that kills over 90% of colon cancer cells.
Wow.
So the long and the short of it is, though breast cancer is more diagnosed in the United States, colorectal cancer kills far more people, coming in as the second most deadly cancer in the world, just under lung cancer. For the last several years, scientists with Cannabitech, a biomedical company developing oncological products using cannabis, have been developing an integrative colon product they say kills over 90% of colon cancer cells.
And might get you high at the same time. What was something of a taboo issue a half a decade ago is now the subject of bills from both Republicans and Democrats in more than a dozen states. New Hampshire is one of them, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They range from proposals to study the medical benefits of psychedelics to bills that would allow adults to consume those drugs under supervision. And, in fact, the one in New Hampshire, which sadly I believe was quote-unquote placed on the table, which basically means it's going to die.
We'll table that till later.
On the table, because they never, almost
we'll
never
circle
take
circle back.
Yeah, almost never do they take things off the table.
Yeah.
But that said, that bill, if I recall correctly, would have essentially decriminalized. So it wouldn't be, oh, you have to be supervised, like they're doing in some places. It would simply be, okay, we're going to treat psychedelic mushrooms the same as cannabis, which would mean that there would be an amount of them that you could have, and that if you were caught for having them, and I believe it was up to 12 grams, which is a fair amount, 12 grams of these things, if you were caught for it, it'd be a $100 fine. And that'd be it. End of story. And I think they might have allowed for some edibles, but I'm not sure all the details in the bill.
I mean, that's an improvement, of course, but any fine, improvement. Any fine for holding on to something that occurs naturally is horrible.
I get you, Captain, but it's way better than a felony charge.
I said it was an improvement.
Yeah. I actually spoke at this bill in front of the State House committee that heard it, the Criminal Justice Committee. Bonnie spoke on this as well. And
of her, what's it called?
She's involved with Decriminalized Nature.
Yes,
which is a good organization that actually argues for a lot of this kind of stuff, although they do not want to see regulations. They don't want to see government taxing these things. They don't want to see ownership of mushrooms, per se, as far as patenting or anything like that. So I really, really like what I hear from the folks over at Decriminalized Nature. But one of the points I made to the committee, and I guess it fell on deaf ears because they mostly voted against the bill. But the point I made to the committee was, hey, you guys need to catch up to the New Hampshire Supreme Court. In December of 2020, I believe it was, the New Hampshire Supreme Court ruled in a case where a man had been caught for growing mushrooms and charged with whatever felony count of manufacture or possession. Maybe it wasn't growing. Maybe he just had them. But anyway, felony count of mushroom possession. And convicted, of course, at the lower court, sent to prison. And he appealed. And the New Hampshire Supreme Court ruled unanimously that case needed to be overturned. And they set that man free. And the reason why was because he said he was using the mushrooms for spiritual purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And in New Hampshire, unlike the United States Constitution, which only protects your right to a religion, the New Hampshire Constitution protects your right to worship in the way that you choose.
Right.
So that's a much larger set of protections for religious freedom than you would get under just the U.S. Constitution. And so the argument was, he's using this for a religious purpose. This is a spiritual exercise for him. Therefore, this is not illegal, even though the law says he's not allowed to have this stuff. Case overturned.
Yeah. Well, and one thing that you will find literally universally through all religions whatsoever is their reference to visions.
Mm-hmm.
You will have visions, dreams, prophecies. These are altered states that people enter into, and from these altered states is where they receive these divine inspirations. Those divine inspirations are then written down by other people, and then behaviors are codified from the divine inspirations that they write down. But it starts from having these experiences.
And many people argue that it was actually mushrooms that many of those visionaries were using way back in the day.
And without a doubt, that is one path to it.
Well, because it's also the easiest path, right? Like, you just pluck them out of some cow dung or whatever and eat them and you're good to go if you know the right ones, right? Like, kids, don't try this at home. If you get the wrong mushrooms, you could die. But that, you know, you don't have to, like, cook up some sort of drug. It's just right there. There's more coming up here. It is.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here if you want to talk about psilocybin mushrooms, mainstream media controlling how people think, Elon Musk and Twitter. These are some of the things we've discussed here so far tonight with you. It's Ian.
Biggles, my mayor.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
You can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com.
I have a question.
Yes.
People who are fans of Elon Musk, are they called Musketeers?
We're going to continue here. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. And I do want to let you know about our Odyssey channel. You can go and watch Free Talk Live as it happens live. We stream live on Odyssey every single night. Or you can watch later on with archives that go back for years. Just go to video.freetalklive.com and you can subscribe to our channel there. That's video.freetalklive.com. To Major Payne in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Major.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I remember back in the 70s, one of the tobacco companies trademarked the name Acapulco Gold. I know they can't trademark the product, but they did try to trademark the name.
Is that actually true, or is that just... I've heard that story, too. And I just...
I wouldn't be surprised if they tried, but I would be surprised if it succeeded.
It could just be one of those crazy social rumors. Who knows? But anyway, you guys were talking about the medical and the religious twist on all this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if they made any headway on peyote, being as how there's a whole tribe of the Apaches named after the Mescalero Apache.
Well, I think that that same argument would probably work in New Hampshire, where, again, the Supreme Court of New Hampshire voted unanimously to overturn a man's conviction who was a member of the Oklavoya Native American Church that believes in the use of psychedelics for visionary spiritual experiences. And so if you could make the same claim about peyote, which I think would be relatively simple to do, I would predict you'd also have similar success. You just have to be willing to get arrested first and, you know, go to jail for a while.
Well, I do know for a fact that in Colorado and Washington, at least, and I assume other places, I know for a fact that there are multiple churches that still take peyote as a sacrament.
Mm. So and they're being left alone?
Yeah, and they are being left alone.
Good to know.
They are legally operating. They do take that as a sacrament. And, yeah, it's all above board. So,
hey, Major, do you remember the Beverly Hillbillies?
Yes, sir.
I saw an episode of the Beverly Hillbillies the other day on some random website that kind of shows old shows or whatever. And one of the episodes that they show, they literally had a commercial for, I want to say, Winston Cigarettes in the show.
Oh,
that is, the characters of the show were in mid-show, and they just sort of stopped and started talking about, hey, let's have a cigarette. My favorite is a Winston. And just, like, in the middle of the show, and then, like, they had their cigarette and then kind of went back into the show. It happened in the middle of the show, and then a little picture of, like, Winston Cigarettes, like, appeared in the scene with them.
Wow.
It was, I was awesome. I don't remember this ever happening.
Yeah, I've watched many of episodes of the Beverly Hillbillies. I grew up on that kind of stuff. And the only thing smoking I ever remember going on was Granny and her corncob pipe.
Thanks, Major, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Politico.com reporting on the change in tone from a lot of politics when it comes to psilocybin mushrooms. One politician, Democratic Washington State Senator, said, quote, it's gone viral and sparked an interest nationwide. He says, I just didn't know there were so many like-minded people on this. And it's true, when you finally do bring this out and the word gets around, it's amazing the amount of folks who step up and say that they've had their lives positively affected by psilocybin mushrooms.
Yeah.
And they touched on it in the very beginning of this story, is if you can get a veteran to come in front of any city council anywhere, that person is unassailable. Because no one in politics can be seen as being against the veterans, right? So if a veteran, you drag a veteran in front of city council and he says, it helped me get rid of my PTSD, and like goes off and tells his story about why psilocybin should be legal, it's hard. Those politicians are hard-pressed to say no, and that's why we've seen unanimous decisions out of almost every council that has looked at psilocybin mushrooms in some sort of decriminalization measure, again, whether it be Oakland or cities in Massachusetts, I believe Ann Arbor, Michigan is one of them.
And just to touch on the sort of medical way that this works, so there's multiple layers and levels of learning in people's nervous system. So, like, the very simplest is just, like, operant conditioning, like, you know, bell rings, you expect food kind of stuff. And it goes deeper and deeper from that. Now, really, really traumatizing experiences or early formative experiences will both get you in very, very deep levels of your nervous system. So, like, your first experience with sexuality can cause a basically permanent change that is almost impossible through any amount of like talk therapy to really get at in a fundamental way. And in the same way, like your first experience in combat can really, really like put a very deep change in your nervous system. Like the level at which you learn this is a very deep and inaccessible level of your nervous system. Now, when you use entheogens or whatever you want to use, psychedelics basically, that is one of the ways that you can start to access these very, very deep levels of like imprinting is what they call it. Imprinted levels of learning and start to address the information and the like basis of your way of categorizing information on that level that is almost impossible to get to in any other way. And and when you don't have access to these ways of digging deep down into that, really, most of what you can do is just try to mask the symptoms.
Which is, of course, what the pharmaceutical industrial complex is all about.
Mm-hmm.
They're not about solving the root of the issue. They're about getting you on their pill for the rest of your life.
Yeah, right? And I mean, it's a fairly well-known on some level problem that, like, we have all of these human beings that we took all of this time to turn them into killers. which is not easy to do because human beings in general basically don't like killing each other.
Yeah.
It's just not how we're built. We don't like it. But you can turn a human being into a killer, and we take zero time turning them from a killer back into a human being, which is a far more difficult process. So you have all of these people who have been broken, and like by the belief system of most people, they've been broken in service of your defense.
It's about the incentives, right? There's no incentive to turn these people back into human beings after they turn them into killing machines. There's no incentive for the pharmaceutical companies to cure you, because all of the incentive is in creating a lifetime customer.
Exactly. Yep.
And so until the incentives change, and most of these incentives are a direct result of statism, right? Until the incentives change,
ain't nothing going to change.
You know, science isn't going to be about finding the cure to a thing.
Well, and a big part of that comes down to, like, it is localized versus generalized incentives. Like, I have an incentive for these people to become sane, healthy, happy members of society. It would definitely benefit me a little bit.
Sure, you don't want to live around insane people.
Right.
It's dangerous.
Right. It would, the cost is generalized to the public. And the general public would love for these people to be sane and safe and healthy and happy and productive. I mean, even just on a selfish level, like the amount of productivity that they could bring to my economy and environment would help me. But that benefit is generalized, whereas the benefit of turning them into killing machines is localized.
Yeah.
This politician, this oil company, the benefit of keeping them unhealthy is also localized.
So we've seen progress certainly on local levels. It's usually city councils that are the ones that are doing these psilocybin decriminalizations, although, again, we did see something in Oregon at the state level, and people voted for that, and it did pass. But at the federal level, of course, there's very little going on as far as changes are concerned, whether it be with Congress or the executive branch. As Politico points out, like marijuana, most psychedelics, including psilocybin, LSD, and MDMA, are classified as Schedule 1 narcotics, which means they're deemed to be highly addictive and have no medical applications. Neither of which is true, by the way, of psilocybin mushrooms.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no addictive capability for these things whatsoever. You don't have to take more. They don't have a tolerance of effect. So if you take mushrooms one night and then you take them another night, you don't have to double your dose or whatever to get the same kind of an effect. So you don't see the same kinds of addictions that grow with mushroom use. He says here that there are some signs of growing interest, however. In January, the National Institute on Drug Abuse hosted a workshop on psychedelics as therapeutics. And last year, they awarded a $4 million grant to explore the impact of psilocybin on tobacco addiction, which is another thing that our co-host Nobody used to talk about, helping people get off of nicotine or alcohol through the use of psychedelics. It's something that he did with his church, the Church of the Invisible Hand. I believe that you are part of that church.
Still Pope, actually.
Yeah, so there's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Hour number three is on the way, whether it's on psychedelics or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.